Blog Talk Radio. Freaky people, it's 9 p.m. and you're listening to V's After Dark. I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady. If this is your first time listening, you're in for a sexual, freaky good time. V's After Dark is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable. Check them out on the web at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Tonight, I have Anthony B., the CEO of So Sincere Entertainment, calling in to answer a few questions and to get put on the V-Spot. If you don't know what the V-Spot is, sit back and listen, because once we go to the V-Spot, there's no going back. Before we talk to Anthony B., I want to let you know the V's After Dark will be airing live at Exotica Atlantic City, April 19th through the 21st at the Trump Taj Mahal in Atlantic City. If you would like to get a one-day VIP pass to go to the toilet, to go to Exotica, go to thetoylady.com and purchase the Who is V 2013 calendar. Put in the comments section when you go to purchase it, Exotica 2013 contest, your name, address, and phone number. One person per week for 3 weeks will win a VIP pass. I will be drawing one winner live starting Tuesday, March 19th on the air. Winner must provide their own way to Atlantic City. This is only for admission to Exotica. You cannot exchange the prize for cash. The normal cost of a one-day VIP pass is $69.99. Also, as in every week, I'll be doing a live demo at the end of the show of a toy of the week. So sit back, listen, and call in with your questions. 646-716-8041. You're listening to V's After Dark. What's going on, everyone? And tonight, I'm going to apologize to everybody. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We're going to be trying to get in and get everything up and running right. But I posted on Twitter today a question. And the question was, do you like your cat, do you like your pussy, bald or with a carpet? And I want to hear what everybody got to say. I know I got my listeners out there. You still can call in. You know, just let me know what's going on. And, you know, we're going to get the chat room up so you'll be able to put your comments in the chat room. We're going to have a lot of stuff going on tonight. And I want everybody to have fun with me because I love having fun. So what's going on with everybody tonight? Nobody got anything to say? Nobody got anything freaky. Well, while I got you guys' attention, I want to let you know tonight's toy of the week is something that I think everyone will like. This is a toy that you can use with both your partner and by yourself. It's one of the best toys that are out there. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it is featured on the homepage, as usual, of the website. And it's, like, really great. I love it. It's one of the things that I always pride my I love them. I love my listeners. So, I want to hear some people. Talk to me, people. I know y'all out there listening to me. I know I'm not the only one on air tonight. And I'm gonna take a little break. I'm gonna play some music for you guys. I'm gonna try to find out what's going on with these technical difficulties and get us back up and running. In the meantime, let's listen to a little bit of R. Kelly. Maybe not. Are we live? Oh my God. Hey everybody, sorry about that. We had a small technical difficulty, but I'm back on live. I apologize. Sometimes being on the internet, you never can tell what's going to happen. With that said, again, welcome to V's After Dark. This is your host, Miss V the Toy Lady, and for a freaky good night. We are going to have some fun tonight now that we've had the major episode go on with the technical difficulties. But I want to hear what everybody has to say about my comment this week. Again, I know that you guys kind of lost me for a minute. I hope I didn't lose too many people. But let me know, how do you like your pussy? Do you like it bald? Do you like it? How do you like it? And I want to hear what people got to say. You know, I'm the freak of the week, so I'm not going to sit here and not be my freaky self. I'm going to talk about sex. I'm going to get all up in Anthony B's business. He just don't know. Tonight, he is fair game for me. And if he didn't know it, he's going to find out in a little bit. And I've got my caller, so while we're... I'm running my mouth. Let's see who's calling me. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Miss V. How you doing tonight?
What's going on, V? It's Ross. How you doing?
I'm all right, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How was your week?
It was a great week. I don't know if you heard my intro, but I got Anthony B coming on in a little bit, and we can really have fun. Because guess what I did this week?
What'd you do?
We've got the V spot. So every week I'm going to be putting people on the V spot.
Nice.
And the V spot is the place where there's no going back. I'm getting ready to get all up in your business when I put you on the V spot. And you know what that means, Ross. I get to fuck with you too tonight. So, I mean, you responded on Twitter about pussy, bald, or carpet. You said you like a trim. Explain to me what's going on with the trim.
Well, I said, actually, my actual comment was faded. me personally, I don't need it. I don't need it bald, but I like it. I don't like excess, you know what I mean? I kind of like it faded myself. I like it, you know, trimmed. I don't like it when it's just hairy and shit. That ain't me. I don't lie to you. That shit's so unattractive, you know? But I tell you, I mean, me personally, I manscape. So, if I can ask a woman to keep a trim, I keep my shit right too.
I hear you on that, and there ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm a man up to that.
So, you going to Exotica? Because you know I'm going to be there.
Well, I tell you what, I sure am making plans to get there right now. I sure am.
You need to be trying to get that calendar so you get that one-day VIP pass.
You know what? After you mentioned it about the contact, I tell you what, I think I'm wanting to do that even more so because I've seen a Twitter page, and I can't lie. Besides the fact you're a very pretty lady, I mean, you're fine as shit. So I'm like, well, damn, I can just imagine what the calendar looks like.
So, well, it's not just me in the calendar. It's
exactly.
Other females in there.
Exactly. That's why I'm going with it. So I'm like, hell, calendar full of fine-ass women? Shit, I can't pass up on that.
And we all are chocolate. You know, nothing against my vanilla sisters, but, you know, there's not too many of us out there. Ain't too many of us out there that's, you know, giving props to our sisters. And I decided that I did it. You know, it's not just me by myself.
Right. Well, that is definitely what's up. That is definitely what's up there. Hey, I wanted to tell you, guess what I did last week? talking about how the week went. I listened to the show, talked about massages. So guess what I got?
You went and got a massage?
I went and got a massage. In fact, I did it Saturday or Sunday, one of the 2 days. I actually got a massage.
Oh, my God.
I did. I sure did.
Did you enjoy it?
I tell you what, that was the best sleep I had that night. It wasn't one of those, how can I put it? It wasn't one of those exotic massages. Well, that's not true. It wasn't one of those happy ending massages, but it was like a tantric type massage, you know? And I tell you what, she was really good. And I tell you what, I promise myself that at least once a week I will get a massage. I don't know what in the world. I haven't jumped on that sooner.
What type of massage did you get? Because you know there's different types. And it doesn't
matter
if it's a male or a female that gives it. But what type? I'm curious now because, I like the fact that somebody went and got a massage.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's called a tantra massage. So it's kind of like a sort of an erotic massage.
Yeah, I've never had
one. It wasn't like a normal regular massage. It was a little bit different because I'm like, you know what, I want to do this, but I said, well, let me give myself an incentive to do it. So I'm like, well, let me try a tantra massage, which is a little bit different. It's sexual, but it's not one of those, you know. At the end of the day,
it's a massage that makes you want to give some, but the person who's doing it isn't really giving it to that level. Okay,
exactly. You know, and I tell you what, the thing is, it was real relaxing. I mean, she really, she was good with the pressure points. I mean, I learned a lot of things about it. Like, give you an example. She was like, I asked her a lot of questions, like what are the type of oils she used, and she got into it deeper. She talked about different scents, like lemongrass. She said lemongrass is a good scent for you, not just for your sinuses, but it's a detoxifier. So it actually, you know, purifies the skin.
See, we're listening to the show last week. Got you to go out there and get a massage, and you got even more education because you knew the questions to ask versus just saying, I'm going to get me a massage.
Oh yeah, I mean, put it this way: she not only, I would do it again, but like I use air fresheners, like I guess most other people do. But now, I mean, I'm saying to myself, okay, instead of getting all this crazy stuff, she's like, no, if you want something that attracts women or somebody that you're close to, get rose, get vanilla, and get jasmine. She said one of those three. If you keep that scent around you, she said, I guarantee to you, people will open up to you. So in the car, I got a rose there. I got rose, jasmine. Yeah, I sure do. I most certainly do.
Well,
yes, I do.
I do a lot of lavender, so all in my house, I try to have the relaxing scents going on. But I know what you're saying because in my bedroom, I have what they call, I shop at Bath and Body Works, and I do what they call, it's a ginger lemon that I do. And that's supposed to be like an energy scent because I always got to have my energy. And then I have lavender for relaxing. So I know exactly what she's saying about the different scents. You know, just get them. The lavender and vanilla is a really relaxing scent. But I'm so glad that you got one. And I'm telling you now, if you ever get really, really tight, get you a deep tissue massage. At first, you'll be like, I want to beat somebody's butt. But I'm telling you, once you get it, you'll be like, wow, you think that massage she gave you had you relaxed? You get a deep tissue massage where they hit all them muscles and hit them, and oh my God, I'm telling you, you'll be like, why didn't I keep doing this? And I have a lot of nerve telling people to go get massages when I'm the first one guilty of not being on the massage table. But when I get one, I'm always, you know. And Roderick, who was on last week, he did my deep tissue a few months ago, and he was like, I made you run, and because I'm always talking about how people just don't know how to give me a good deep tissue massage. And he gave it to me because I normally have a female that does my massage, because when I go to the gym, I just have one of them gyms that provides all services. And, you know, so I go in there, I go to the spa, I go work out, I do everything. Well, I won't be working. Wait a minute. After what the doctor told me, let me rephrase it in case the insurance company listen. No, I'm not working out. The doctor said I couldn't work out. In case the insurance company is listening, she still told me I can't work out. But when I go to the gym, I can still go sit in the sauna. That's bad. I got to worry about my insurance company listening to me. She said she was at the gym. No, I have not been to the gym in 3 weeks. But I could still go. She told me that I could go and I could sit in the sauna. And she told me to get myself back in order on top of my therapy to do a little bit more swimming, which that's not a problem. But, yeah, I'm glad you went and got one. And, you know, the fact that you're going to go get another one, you know.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. I mean, I mean, I'd like to do it as often as possible. I mean, obviously I can't do it every day, but, I mean, that certainly would be a way I would treat myself to just get, and like you mentioned, deep tissue. I was actually thinking that, you know, I tried this other one, but let me try some of the more intense ones like that, the deep tissue. And I mean, I've done it in the mall before, you know.
No, the mall, you know, is nothing like going to a spa. I mean, that's
right.
It's the mall. But I'm going to ask you something. Do you know about my guest that's coming on? Do you know about Anthony B?
I heard about him last week, and I'm actually excited because I actually would love to hear this conversation. I'm dying for this conversation.
I'm telling you. Well, you know, we're going to be a little serious. You know me, I'm always serious at first, and then, you know, once he hit the V-spot, then it's on and popping for me. But actually, you know, I met him online, and he was like, sure, I'll do this interview. And the fact that this man does not really give too many interviews, I am so grateful that I'm one of the few interviews that he's given. And, I mean, you just got to hear, because I don't want to give him none out, but, you know, this man is like my new idol. I'm like, yes! You know, he's probably listening saying, oh, she's so crazy. I tried to do so much research on him. I messed up. I have a couple of computers and I had all my notes. I was like, okay, I'm gonna ask this. I think I was more excited than a kid in a candy store.
Oh, absolutely.
And part of it is because I get a chance to get all up in his head, and I get a chance to get nosy, and I get that chance to have fun. I get a chance to be the freak that I am, too.
There you go. And I tell you what, I mean, just from the things I heard about him last week, I mean, that I think that actually will help me answer the question I had about, you know, what is swag and all this other stuff. I mean, really.
And see, I didn't have a question of the week this week. This week was, you know, about the cat, but, you know, I've been, I don't know, do you follow my girl Naomi? Because she's been putting some shit out there for the past couple of days. I tell you what,
if I knew where to find her, I certainly would link up to her.
On Twitter, she's Naomi Banks.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, that's my best.
That Naomi.
And she's, for the past couple of days, she's been tweeting up a damn storm, and I'm like, okay, Heffa, I can't keep up with these damn tweets.
Yes, indeed.
And she's not tweeting me, she's just tweeting everybody. But it's like, I've been looking, I'm like, damn, you know. So,
right.
You know, watching her, and I'm looking, I'm like, and then, you know, that's my bestie. So I'm like, okay, well, she's asking this, so I better not ask this. And, you know, she's doing so much stuff with her show, but, you know, I love her because that's my girl. So it's like, okay, oh, she doing this, and she doing this. And she kind of distracted me because, you know, as they say, we girls, and it's like, I'm like,
right.
Hey, she's doing this, and she asked some questions. Ooh, I got callers calling in, and one of the people, you know, I'm going to put you on hold, sweetie. I'm going to take a couple of these callers, but I'm going to make sure I put my guest on hold, so give me just a second, okay?
Yeah, you go right ahead.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, baby? Welcome to V's After Dark. How you doing?
I'm good.
You know, I got all, I don't know if you heard, but I'm like so excited. First, I'm so excited. I want to thank you for being one of my, you know, I just want to thank you. Because when I was looking at your bio, I was like, dog, you don't get that many interviews? What's up with that? You know? I was like, wow, he blessing me. I must be doing something right. Maybe it was that big ass.
Yeah, like I do very rare appearances when it comes to interviews.
But you know, I'm gonna start off to introduce you to all my guests. For everybody who's listening, I want to welcome Anthony B, the CEO of So Sincere Entertainment. And I'm just going to jump right in with the questions. Do you mind?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. I want to know, how did you get into the entertainment industry? Because you're, like, so intriguing to me.
Oh, man, it's basically from when I was a kid. Like, I always wanted to do it. You know, I've seen everybody, especially Michael Jackson. Like, he was one of the, you know, many greats who influenced me to, you know, to want to be in the industry, because I seen that he danced and I like dance. I seen that he sang and I like singing. You know, I'm like, okay, cool. But then at the same time, I seen his creativity, and that's one big thing I've always had. Like, you know, I used to be like that little 5-6-year-old kid who used to choreograph his own thing, show to his mom and show to his grandma when he used to visit his grandma on the weekend and stuff, you know. And being, you know, of, you know, Jamaican and Cuban ethnicity, you know, a lot of people, they think all you want to do is whine and grind. You know, they don't think that we can actually choreograph some things. You know, so that's one of the, you know, blessed moments of mine. Then, and of course, being raised in the church influence and stuff, you know, the singing was definitely there. You know, my mom always singing. My mom used to sing to sleep when I was little and stuff. You know, and my grandmother singing her church tunes. You know, so I decided to sing in church and, you know, went on from there to say, okay, let me do it when I'm in junior high school. Then went on from there to doing it in high school, and then got picked up by an exclusive choir out here in New York called All City High School Choir, which is like the top, you know, top high school students in New York. You know, and I'm like, okay, you know, but then I thought that was my peak until I got an offer through the choir. You know, through the choir, they're like, hey, you know, we want to select a few of y'all to do a background, you know, backup singer for this one pop singer. Her name was still by the name of Vitamin C and stuff. Let your records, and like, you know, we want y'all to sing backup. So I said, okay, yeah, let me go sing backup. Let's see what this is. You know, I'm excited, but yeah, at the same time, I'm like, all right, you know, this probably not gonna do, you know, move anywhere or go anywhere. And then kind of find out after doing my homework, the track that she did, that we did backup on, actually went platinum. It was on the top 10 of the Billboard charts and stuff. Matter of fact, still played to the day at every graduation. It's called the graduation song, so it's played at every graduation to this day. You know, so I'm like, wow, okay, you know, kid from the hood can move on. It can get better. I was like, okay, there's definitely no limits to this. You know, especially in high school, you know, I was helping promote clubs. So, you know, I went to college, started throwing my college parties. You know, met a few celebs that way from DMX. You know, I was in his video that he did out in Newark, New York and stuff. You know, met a few people out there that, you know, wanted me to help them with their promotions for their music. You know, then I did my own little bootleg radio thing. You know, if anybody remember back in the days, you know, there was no online radio. So what you had to do was you had to put your music on your computers. Was back in the day, the computers were in the shaft of the hour. Now, you had to put music on your computer, you had to buy that cheap ass $10 mic, and then get them $20 speakers, and I used to put them outside of my dorm window. And in between every class, this is the times when I wasn't going to class. I got an excuse for that, though, because I didn't feel challenged. And y'all already know how people who don't feel challenged lose interest in things real quick. So I didn't feel challenged. I used to show up on test days and pass my course and be happy, you know. But, you know, and I kept myself busy, you know. I wasn't trying to be out in the streets all like that, because I already seen the production of that, you know, through my peoples, you know. So I said, all right, cool, let me do something to entertain the people. Turn the speakers all the way up, did my little broadcast and stuff. Yeah, it's sunny outside, boom, boom, doing the music on for everybody and stuff. And, you know, people love it. The deans didn't like it, you know, but the people liked it. So I said, know what, you know, I got something for the people, you know. And, you know, definitely loved it, you know. And, you know, especially being a young kid, 18 years old, you know, in college, going to the bars and the clubs like La Rupa, Latin Quarters, Waterfront, and stuff, you know, Sue's Rendezvous, being 18 and buying bottles and seeing how the older cast was looking at me. Like, that made me see that, yo, dude, you have something that nobody else had, especially if they're willing to take a L of getting caught by selling liquor to a minor. You know, like, they, you know, you have something, and, you know, kind of find out was the fact that, you know, they were like, yo, you cool people, you know, you compose yourself wrong. You know, we see that you're making moves. So, you know, definitely did that. You know, loved it. Did the party thing, loved it. Went to the Marine Corps. You know, took a little hiatus while I was there. You know, focused on, you know, focused on saving the country.
How long was you in the Marines?
I was in the Marine Corps for 4.5 years. You know, year and a half to 2 years inactive, and the rest of the time I was on what you call active reserve because of my injuries.
What campaign were you in? I'm getting nosy. What campaign were you in?
Put it like this. You know, the cats that was hunting down, Bin Laden, all them stuff like that, I was in all of that.
Okay, so are you Desert Storm, Desert Shield, Persian Gulf, Iraq?
Operation Iraq, Operation Freedom.
Oh.
Even though we were still considered Desert Storm, being the fact that that campaign never ended, there was no official declaration of it ended. So that's, a lot of people don't know this, that was the longest war in the history of America.
I know, I'm Desert Storm. That's how I know.
It was never declared over. And I'm like, what? I'm like, you still fighting Desert Storm? Damn.
No, it was just a ceasefire that was declared. That's all that was declared. I remember that. Very well.
Yeah.
Way too well.
Yeah, but, hey, I appreciate it, though, because of that. You know, I got extra ribbon on, you know. So I was like, yeah, that's what's up.
Well, you know what? Like I said, I'm so intrigued with you. And I could talk about the military all night long. Callers who are holding, please hold on because I'm going to, you know, we're going to get you on to ask questions. We got people in the queue waiting to ask you questions. But I got some questions I want to get out. Because, see,
yeah.
I've been getting all up in your business lately. Because I have to. And you are just so intriguing to me. I mean, you've got So Sincere Entertainment, but I want, you know, what is it like being in the entertainment industry? Because I'm going to name drop just because I saw your bio and I know who you done been around. So, you know, how's it being around with the Pineapple Man, Rick Ross, you know, and all that? Because like I said, you know, when you in, for you, you're one of the few people that I know, and I know a few people in the industry, but you're one of the few people I know that actually does both mainstream entertainment and adult entertainment. How do you work that out? Because that's, you know, something that everybody can't do.
Well, put it like this. Remember I was saying that, you know, being as a little kid, you know, I always had that creative, you know, thinking. And that's one of the things that, you know, let people succeed out there. You know, let people like Russell Simmons succeed, you know, creating the whole hip-hop movement to move even further, you know, into the mainstream, you know, like Diddy doing everything from being everybody's brand ambassador, you know, to having all these groups and taking on other projects, you know, to, you know, Ross, you know, doing everything from the music to the Wingstops and all that stuff like that, you know. That's one of the things that very few of us really have because we don't think in the box. We think outside the box. Basically, we're creating the box and, you know, and expanding it because where you put a lid on, we busting that lid and we setting the roof a little bit higher. And stuff, you know, the only thing that makes a difference between us is basically our pay scales. You know, some of us, you know, we get rich quick. Some of us, you know, we're still out here grinding, you know, but that's the way it is. It's the ones that grind is what's, you know, what's keeping, you know, the footwork going and keeping, you know, keeping that stability in the industry and stuff. And then, you know, of course, I believe that when our time comes, our time comes. So when God blesses us to move further, you know, and get that little extra, you know, zeros on, you know, on our pay and stuff, you know, then that's when, you know, we get that. But, you know, for me to, like, take on adult and, you know, mainstream it, it all started off as actually in the indie scale because before I went to mainstream, you know, me being an indie artist myself that, you know, did some work with a major label, I seen how you could have an advantage but then also get screwed. So I made it my business to help indies, you know, promote themselves, get themselves out there without labels because,
that's,
you know,
I'm not bashing
any labels, but at the same time, you got, you know, it's not the old school cats that's running anymore. These old school cats, when they stole from you, you at least knew they stole from you. Because they were like, well, you know, the contract was there. So it was your naiveness that got you screwed. But nowadays, you got all type of legal jargon and terms that these younger cats is putting in to screw everybody up. You know, and, you know, and then, of course, they create these, you know, these janky 360 deals that's screwing everybody. So it's like nobody's really making money. They're only making money off of their shows. But as an indie artist, nobody wants to book you because they're scared, you know. But then they don't understand. Before Ross became Ross, you know, Ross the big timer, you know, Ross was an indie artist. Before Jay was out there, you know, doing the whole Rockefeller thing, Jay couldn't get, nobody to sign them, so him and Damon Dash formed their own label and put themselves out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before Swiss Beatz, you know, became a big-time producer, you know, he was producing for cats on Northern Ave in Brooklyn. You know, before Kid Capri was out there. Matter of fact, I was in high school putting out little mixtape tapes. You know, I was doing the bootleg mixtape tapes at that time, though. Yeah, I wasn't really mixing. I wasn't a DJ. I was just recording this shit, putting it on tapes, and giving it to the African dudes. But yeah, the African dudes were taking my joints, and I'm looking, and they also got Kid Capri, who was actually on the turntables. You know, so everybody started at a certain level. You know, so I said, you know what, hey, let me be there for them. You know, let me be that person to show them that I got their guy. Because, of course, when they get bigger, they're going to remember, this dude helped me here. And there's a lot of artists that, you know, now they're like, yo, know what, yo, you did help me. And a lot of them who won't, you know, who won't even admit it, but, hey, I already know who you are. So, you know, you're on my resume anyway, so it don't matter.
I hear you. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. Go on, baby.
You know, but then, you know, with that, you know, I said, okay, the thing that I did for the music artists, I decided to do for models because I've seen a lot of models, they would get screwed by managers, you know, what was so-called agents, you know, them cats out there who just, you know, putting up ads just to get a girl to screw.
Oh,
you
know,
and then doing all this human trafficking and stuff. So I said, no, this won't stop. You know, let me say who I can. So I started that as well. And then that right there prepared me to move to bigger and better things because I didn't even get my first person who I got into my company in the adult industry was Merrill's Fox. And everybody knows who Merrill's is, you know. But what killed me about it was I didn't ask her to manage, you know, for me to manage. She was like, yo, I'm looking for a manager. What do you think about it? And I was like, oh, shit.
You know what? We're going to be talking a minute. So do you mind if I take a caller to ask some questions of you? Because I got a whole lot of questions, and I got people holding who are getting impatient on me. So I already know who this first caller is. This is Roderick out of Detroit. I think you've met him before.
Oh, yeah, but the massage therapist.
Yeah. Let's see if I can get him in. What's up, Roderick? How you doing, baby? Welcome to the show.
You know, I listen to your show, boo-boo.
So you got any questions for Anthony?
No, I mean, I can't think of none right now because he answered all my questions when he was here last time.
Oh, yeah, that was our jail special at, what was it, Crazy Horse, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
See, I'll be going to places that I don't go to.
I went to meet him. And this Jay LaStar, of course. That's the only reason I go. I just don't go for fun no more. I go for business.
I tell people, you know, matter of fact, TMZ said the best today. They said that in their industry, rappers, managers, and so forth, they don't meet on the boulevards anymore. We meet in strip clubs.
Oh, yeah. They were talking about that. Talking about making it rain and using it as a tax deduction. I want to get to some of my other callers because tonight I got a ton of people, and I know some of these folks probably want to chop my head off, but I'm going to hold you, put you back on hold, baby. I'm going to take some of these other people so I can let them answer questions. I want everybody to hold on and bear with me tonight. You know, I'm loving this show. I got Anthony B who's answering questions, plus he is going on the V-spot later. So I'm hoping he prepared for the V-spot. So, Roderick, I'm going to put you on hold, listen to the show, baby, and, you know, chime into the chat room if I could get it up and going.
And I will be having a question the next time you come back to me, too.
Okay. Ross, is this you, sweetie? Caller, you're on the air with Anthony B.
Oh, don't tell me they're acting scared now.
Well, caller, I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to go to the next caller. Hold on. Hey, sweetie, how you doing? You on the air with Miss V. How you doing? Hello?
Is this me?
This Miss V, how you doing, sweetie? You on the air with Miss V and Anthony B. Hello.
He must have a bad connection to say.
Okay. Caller, I'm going to come back to you. You still there,
caller? I'm on the air?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You're on the air. You're on the air with Miss V and Anthony B, baby.
Oh, shit. All right, my bad. I didn't know what y'all were talking to. I'm listening. All right, I just want to first say, you know, it's an honor to be a part of the show. And I mean, I was listening to everything y'all was saying. You know what I'm saying? I want to be a regular listener and little supporter of the show.
Thank you.
So, and I just got on. I just seen the message from Melrose. Is Melrose on here?
No, this
this is our manager, though.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, I guess it's still both of an honor, you know what I mean? But I just want to know, like, what was the topic of the conversation? Because I just got on and I just heard you talk about the industry and stuff like that.
Basically tonight, you know, first of all, if you follow me on Twitter, Miss V the Toy Lady, today's question of the day was I'm the sex person, so I'm going to talk about sex as much as I can.
Absolutely.
But the topic outside of my questions for Anthony is, how do you like your pussy, bald or with a carpet? So you know what? We're going to come back to you, because I'm going to let you ponder on that one, because you weren't anticipating that question.
Well, you know, let me answer that on my behalf.
Wait a minute. I'm putting you on the V-spot, baby. I got all kind of questions for the V-spot. Oh, Anthony, baby, you just don't know. That is only just one of the questions that I'm going to
hit. Oh, man. Ooh-wee.
So you can hold, not to be disrespectful, but I'm going to have you hold up on your question, because I got something for you. You're getting on the V-spot, like I said. And for everybody, those of you who are listening, if you don't know what the V-spot is, it is the no judgment zone. I'm unfiltered, and I'm going to get all up in it. And once we go, you don't come back. So, you know. Wow, you got all kind of folks calling in. But before, 912, I see you on hold, sweetie. Before I get to you, I'm going to ask some more questions, because if I don't get my questions out, we'll be on here all night long, and we only got 2 hours.
Let me give a shout-out to all the Jay Holiday, Rick Ross, Meryl Fox, Naomi Banks, you know, to all the fans of all the celebs out there that I actually work with, manage, represent, stuff like that, because I know y'all the ones that's showing love right now, and I definitely love that about y'all. And so y'all keep on showing love to me, and keep on showing love to Ms. V, and keep on showing love to everybody else, you know, because feel like this. A lot of things that happen out there that y'all love about y'all celebs kind of would have happened if it wasn't for me. So y'all showing me the love back, I'm loving it.
Well, I love my bestie. You know my bestie is going to be on here. I say my bestie because it's Naomi. And, you know, she'll be on at the end of the month. So
that's
going to be. Yeah, and if you've ever heard me and her, oh Lord, that's a show that we're gonna.
I'm gonna have to tune in for that one.
That's a show that we have a lot of fun with. We have a lot of fun. We're gonna have fun just because it's me and her, and I mean, we're gonna have to remember that we're on the air, but we're gonna have fun at night. But I want to ask you something, because, see, you got this drink called Rated X Energy. And I've been trying to talk about it. I ain't got all deep into it yet. But I want to know what Rated X Energy drink is, because, see, I just left the Red Bull, and now I'm on the natural stuff, because the Red Bull and all that was just making me too jittery. So tell me a little bit about Rated X.
Well, first, I'd like to give a shout-out to the designer of my labels and the designer of my logo for Rated X Packs. You know, out there in Atlanta, you know, he works a lot of people. Matter of fact, I actually met him because Naomi recommended him, you know, for some other business I'm doing and stuff. So shout out to him. Shout out to Kendra Less, who's Miss Rated X Energy 2013. And also shout out to Miss Lady Explicit from out in the DMV area, you know, who's Miss Rated X Energy DMV, you know. But, Rated X, I put it like this. I go by what my slogan is for it. You know, that sensual taste that gives you more than wings. In other words, fellas, and some of you ladies out there, if you like your pussy tasting good, then you're definitely going to like Rated X Energy Drink. You know, because we cater to everybody. Whether you're a business person, whether you're a college student, whether you're into sex, whether you're not into sex, you know, we cater to everybody. We're a generalized brand, you know, and it's about time somebody came out with an urban energy drink, because there's so many urban alcoholic drinks out there, you know, that, you know, the market is flooded. But nobody's realizing that, yeah, you got the alcohol, but what you going to mix it with? You know, you could do orange juice, cranberry, you know, all that stuff all you want. You know, you could do the Red Bull all you want. But then what tastes better? Something that's actually thinking about you, something that's actually had you in mind. Because when everything I do, everything I drink has me in mind. So that means that I like the best. So I'm going to give y'all the best, you know, because one thing that a lot of people ask me, well, what does it taste like? I said, okay, cool. Y'all know what Red Bull tastes like. Okay, cool. It's a similar taste, except Red Bull has this type of metallic, you know, kind of awkward taste at the end of it. Nah, Rated X Energy Drink is consistent with its taste and its aftertaste all the way through. You know, because same way, if you out there fucking, you know, you don't want 1 minute having a good, then the next minute you like, damn, well, why the hell I did this shit? You know, you don't want a coyote ugly before your ass even fall asleep.
Damn.
You know, so Rated X Energy Drink is that, for you fellas, is that pretty woman. You know, that's Rated X Energy Drink is that Salma Hayek. You know, and for you ladies, Rated X Energy Drink is that Tyson Beckford. You know, something to make your body feel good, you know. And not only is it to also, you know, to just go out there and have a drink and stuff, but it's also, you know, it's another avenue that I used to also promote, too. You know, like, for example, you know, I manage the Prince of R&B, DK. You know, he's a part of the Platinum Group GS Boys. They had that song Stanky Leg out, you know, when it was with Young Jock and stuff, you know. So it's branding him. You know, I'm branding a lot of other, you know, a lot of porn stars out there, like Callie Dreams, Diamond Princess, Eva Capri, Sheila Starr, Sarah J. We just got Kendra Less, who's, you know, who's Miss Rated X Energy Drink 2013. You know, we got Lady Explicit, who's a hip-hop artist / model from out of the DMV area, who's very well known out there. You know, I just started doing some partnerships, you know, with Fordre Vodka. You know, shout out to my boy DJ Kilo, you know, who's Jay Holiday's, you know, DJ, Lloyd's DJ, and also DK's DJ. You know, also got Ciroc, you know, also got, you know, from my people in the Dominican Republic. You know, we also doing a collaboration with Brugal Rum. You know, because, like I said, you know, it's about those who people feel are forgotten, you know, but at the same time, it's for us to enjoy ourselves, you know, because, you know, at the end of the day, when you're sitting there and you're looking at that can, you're like, damn, you know, that's a sexy-ass logo. So guess what? If what you put in yourself looks sexy, then that means you're going to feel even more sexy. And everybody wants to be sexy.
You can't
tell me one person out there that don't want to be sexy. So even the ugliest person wants to be sexy.
I'm always sexy.
Hey, I see that. Because trust me, I've done my homework, too.
Really? Okay.
You know? So it's one of them drinks out there. Because a lot of people also ask me, you know, how come Rated X Energy is not in the stores? Because I want people to actually come, you know, I want them to look for this. You know, I want them to actually do their homework on it. I want them to actually, you know, put in the work because, you know, now everything is so easily accessible to people that, you know, the product is, you know, not appreciated. You know, because same way, if I put, you know, I mean, we don't use marketing problems that's out there now. You got Monster Energy Drink, Red Bull, Amp Energy Drink, Rockstar, you know, all together in a cooler in a store.
Okay, I got a question for you, though, about Rated X. For a person like myself, like I said, I'm off of Red Bull and all that because it just makes me too high. How do you come down off of Rated X? Because, you know, you come down off of Red Bull and you might be up with a heartbeat, you know, sitting on the other side of it, you know. And I've done my little bit of reading on it. I haven't done a whole lot because I've been trying to get all up in your business in other ways. But, with the Rated X, like I said, and I was curious when I saw it because it was like, wow, you know, another energy drink out there, you know. And then I was like, well, damn, you know, between the energy drinks and the get hard pills, everybody got one, you know. And I was like, well, what the hell, you know, and you've already said what makes it different. But I had to look at it because I was like, you know, I get, in my case, I get more people giving me stuff to get off, which my other half then said, if somebody else give me one more damn thing. So if any of you manufacturers listen, my other half said, don't give me shit else to try to get me horny, because he said that I'm naturally horny. I'm telling you, keep sending the shit. Don't listen to him.
Let's put it like this. Here's a big problem out there with, you know, some people's libido. You know, everybody blames, you know, they blame menopause, early menopause. You know, they blame, you know, busyness, you know, tiredness, everything like that. Well, one, you know, that's what the energy drink is good for. You know, to make sure you carry one in your car, you know, have one in the fridge. You know, to buy your cases of 24. You know, that gonna keep you good and, you know, good in the pumping and stuff. But then at the same time, my energy drink is different than a lot of other energy drink companies, because other energy drink companies, they don't let you know what your standards should be with the drinks. Like my energy drink, we tell you, hey, do not exceed 3 cans at all within a day.
And I saw that's why I saw that on there.
Yeah, that's why you got once the energy drink in the trouble in now, you got 5-hour in the trouble in now, you know, you got Red Bull in the trouble in now, and so like that. You know, I'm there for the people. Because I started the same as everybody else. And to me, I still feel I'm the same. I'm just a person that's making moves to bring everybody else up, you know, up to that mountaintop with me. So when I look at that, I also look at the health, because, you know, I used to be a pro boxer, you know, so I know a lot of people there, you know, they want to be on a no-carb diet, so like that. But I'm like, hey, once in a while, you got to cheat. Once in a while, you know, you still got to pull that, you know, that all-nighter. So why not do it, but yet do it with somebody who actually cares about you and not just care about their pockets. So, like, you know, like you said, you know, we tell you, hey, you know, do not exceed past 3 cans in a day. That way, your rhythm of your heart, all that stuff like that, your energy levels can actually decrease at a smooth level, then you crash. You know, the worst thing to do is crash. So, you know, we do it so it's a moderation thing. Also, if you're allergic to caffeine, I have it on there, do not drink it.
That's good to know.
Because you look at all the rest of these energy drinks, they're not saying anything about, oh, if you're allergic to caffeine, they don't understand. Caffeine is one of the things that's been actually killing people.
Yeah.
People drink coffee, and they don't know they're allergic to caffeine. You know, but at least with us, we say, hey, yo, if you feel you're about to have a heart attack,
put that shit down.
You may want to check that out or cut down yourself, but at least with us, we give you that signs. You know, we're not like the Surgeon General when it comes to cigarettes. We're like, hey, this may cause you cancer. She's smoking. No. Hey, if you're allergic to caffeine, don't drink my shit.
Okay, well, I got a few more callers on hold, and I know that they're anxious to get in, so I'm going to go back to the 912, and I'm going to give you 1 minute, sweetie, and we're going to come back. I'm going to get everybody in, so please be patient with me tonight, but we got a lot of callers, and so if you're listening on the 912, you're getting ready to come on live. Hey, sweetie, are you there? You on the air with Bees After Dark. Okay, the 912 just left me. So we're going to the 702.
Don't be scared, hey, people. I don't bite that much.
Hey, you're live on the air with Miss B and Anthony B. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, this Papone, this Mr. Vegas, man. I just called and really say what's happening to you.
Talk to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, what's good with you, Mr. Anderson? Nah, I've been busy right now. I'm about to do a photo shoot, so I just wanted to call you real quick. I can't answer none of them explicit questions, you feel me? I hear y'all about to get ready to start. I just wanted to say what's good, salute you on your show, and, say what's happening to Mr. Anthony, and when you coming to Vegas, bro?
Hey, yo, man. Yo, I missed Vegas by AVN. I was supposed to go there and some shit occurred. I didn't come out there, but I'm definitely trying to get out there because, I'm trying to pull a hangover 1, 2, and 3 out there.
Okay, Debbie, I think we're on number 3 right now. We're on number 3 right now.
And plus, a lot of people don't know about this, but my Triple X production company, SSC Triple X Rated, you know, we may be coming out there to shoot some scenes with a couple of girls out there because we had that movie that we're going to try to work on called the Triple X Olympics.
Okay. Well, I'll connect later on with Ms. V, just let her know all the specifics We got a lot of things to follow up on, and
we got
if I'm in town,
to follow up on.
Exactly. We can probably match some hustles, put some things together. I was listening to the interview, and I'm gonna, like I said, I just wanted to call and salute Ms. V on the show and say what's happening to you. I know you're in the entertainment. You cross a lot of genres like I do and like she does also. So I want to ask you about this energy drink I'm hearing, too. What's up with this energy drink, man? Like, how you distributing that? Like, what's up
right
with that?
We're doing everything online, you know, because I don't feel the rest of them deserve to be, you know, next to my energy drink in the cooler. You know, I'd rather people come get it directly from me, you know, that way you're not thinking about no second, third man. You know, you're not thinking about, you know, anybody else's product out there next to mine. No, it's just mine. You know, I'm greedy. You know,
okay,
if you're going to get sexy, you might as well get rated X. And for you people, like I said, for the people who ain't thinking about sex, rated X could be rated extreme for y'all. For everybody else, rated X just means fucking all night. You need that energy for that.
Well, I'm in Vegas. You know, we don't care about what other people think. We rated R. We 24/7. We unadulterated.
Exactly.
So I'm going to have to. I'm going to get a sample. I mean, if Ms. V like it, then you know we probably could do something with that because I done tried everything from the SK to cocaine energy drink. Literally, it's called cocaine.
Yeah, they banned it here.
Yeah. They off the chain with it. You know, 5-hour energy, and I be having to stay up like 4 days in a row. So sometimes I have an energy drink. I have coffee.
Yeah.
You know,
I be
having a lot. I don't need to crash though. Like I need to wake up and bounce back and keep going if it is a little crash. So I'm gonna have to get a little sample, man. And we also need to see what's up with cross promoting, man. If we have to shoot something out here, or I get something from you. We got models I deal with out this way. I don't know. I don't even know.
Hey,
this is my first time hearing about you. You understand? So I just wanted to call and say what's happening. And I'll find out everything once I talk to Ms. V after, like, the show and everything. You know?
Are you coming to Atlantic City?
I'm supposed to be in New York next month.
Well, you know, I'm going to be in Atlantic City in April. So I'll be at
Exotica?
Yes, I'm airing live. The show will be broadcast 3 days live from Exotica. We are locked in.
Well, you already know. I'll be out there with me, Mo the Monster, Kendra Less, Natasha Starr, all of us are going to be out there. So that's what's
so
up.
So we'll be at
the...
Oh,
you know Natasha, that's my homegirl. You know Raul? You know Raul and Natasha, they're my peoples.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, as a matter of fact, Natasha is about to be one of the models. She's going to be placed on the can. Rated X energy drink.
Then I'm already fucking with you. Natalia, that's the homegirl, too. We was about to break her in. You know, they're dealing with L.A. Direct. You feel me? Natalia on the cover of Hustler. A newbie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, them the Polish twins, man. They get it in. Okay, so you definitely, you ride with good people, bro. So I ain't going to hold y'all up no more, man. I got to finish this photo shoot. Miss V, though, salute. And this priest for Paul,
you
know. For sure. Hey, keep up the good work, though.
Thank you.
Definitely.
All right.
Ciao. Okay. That was for all you who don't know, that's Priest Papone. He's got Mob Candy out of Las Vegas. We had a good conversation when I was there. We just had fun. I mean, so everybody listening, you know, that's why when people say they hollering at me, because I don't hold it up. But I'm going to hit the 803 because the 803 been holding the 4 minute, and I know they probably ready to scream. So 803, be ready to come on, baby. Hey, you're live on the air with Miss V and Anthony B. What's your question, sweetie?
What's going on, people? How y'all doing?
All right, how you
good,
doing, baby?
We're doing good. What's up, babe? I would, I don't really have a question or a comment. I would actually say I'm actually excited to try your product because I'm gonna be honest with you. I used to drink beer back in the day when I kind of gave it up, right? So I normally what I do is I'll always when I go out I'll do the vodka and the Red Bull. But I can't lie, it's a beast. It is. But I agree, it does have that. What can I put? It has that aftertaste, you know, that sort of thing, right? So So I missed part of the interview, but I got a question for you. Do you think your energy drink goes better with brown liquor or white liquor?
Not so good about that. My energy drink is one of the unbiased energy drinks out there. It loves all colors.
Wow.
I'm gonna say this because if you notice, all right, for everybody out there, you don't even have to be Dominican to know about this rum. Brugal rum and stuff. It's one of the top Dominican rums out there. That's actually a dark liquor. You know, Appleton rum was Jamaican rum. That's a dark liquor. Then we also, you know, we deal with Ciroc, you know, which is light liquor. You know, we go for Dre Vodka, which is a light liquor. You know, we try to get up with GT Vodka, which everybody, you know, that's with Birdman and them. That's light liquor as well. You know, and it's even come to the point where I'm actually about to do, you know, do a mixer test to see how we actually do with Nouveau, too. Because there's an underground movement of Nouveau drinkers. So I want to see how we are with that champagne mix. And like I said, I'm looking to take everything over because it's you know, my energy drink is, you know, it's an urban energy drink, you know, it's over, you know, black owned, everything like that, but it's for all people. You know, so it's like no matter what you drink, you can mix it with it. No matter what. And trust me, I'm a person, I drank the most harshest things in the world. I even have liquid drinks out there that, you know, got copyrighted that are by me. That I tell people sometimes, you don't even want to mess with that. You got a hot problem, you don't even mess with that. So, you know, so I'm like from an early age, I was one of the cats that, you know, try to perfect my craft. You know, that's one of the things I like, because the fact of I like to have people enjoy themselves. I like to have people, you know, go out there and drink. But to me, you know, a shy person can become a more enjoyable person while they drink. You know, so hey, you know, why not give you a drink that tastes good? You know, a person who was, you know, who's hyper, they got to calm down to a drink. Why give you that drink that tastes good the same way? You know, no matter what you drink, you know, you can even be drinking a water and pour that in later that can be drink. You know, it probably turns into wine.
I appreciate that.
Well, I want everybody to stay tuned because in about 40 minutes, we're going to be having a live toy demo. But, Anthony, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to play a song. We're going to take a break because when I come back, I got a couple of more questions, and it's time to go to the V-Spot.
All right, real quick, make sure y'all follow me on Twitter real quick. Raiders X Energy, that's at Raiders X Energy, at SoSincereENT, and at CEO Anthony B.
And he'll be repeating that again. So, everyone, hold on. Take a break. Get in the mood. Get ready for the V-Spot. You're listening to V's After Dark. And I'm your host, Miss V, the Toy Lady. I'll be back in a minute, baby.
Yeah.
Coming at you once again. Yeah. It's the one and only. Oh,
I get my props. I want a little bit of this, little bit of that. Want the baby oil, cause the female Mac is back with
strawberry rolls on me. Can I lie a little in a
Well, you're back on the air live with Bees After Dark, and my guest tonight is Anthony B.
Yeah.
So, before I get into the rest of my questions, I got to, you know, get that message in. Next week, same time, same location, my guest will be Miss Coco Divine, and she's going to be put on the V spot. That's Tuesday, March 12th. Tuesday, March 19th. We got the queen of MILFs, Miss Naomi Banks. And that's going to be a show that everybody should listen to because we're going to have fun. Putting Naomi on the V-spot is going to be a real lot of fun. And the following week, March 26th, we got Miss Desire. And she's going to let us know what she's been doing since she left the industry. So those are just some of the guests you get to look forward to coming. And we've got some more that we got coming that we just haven't locked in to their places yet. But now that I've made that announcement, Mr. Anthony, I got one more question for you before I put you on the V-spot. See, you know, I got to keep it serious because once we go to the V-spot, I can't even come back to this.
Okay,
I know you've got, like, all these other companies. What are some companies that we haven't discussed that you would like the listeners to know about?
Let me see. I got SC Productions, which does productions of music videos, everything like that for indie artists. You know, matter of fact, my daughter, she's only 1 year old, but she's actually one of the stars of SC Productions. Like, we do all type of V-rated spoof type of parodies.
Okay.
Then there's SC Triple X Rated, which is the Triple X production company that I have. There's also a website that, you know, we're about to put, you know, we're about to put that into effect. Shout out to PAX for creating that for me. SC Beats, you know, affordable beats, you know, no matter if you're indie or celeb, you know, matter of fact, a lot of the songs that y'all like out there actually came from us. What else? Just Rated X Energy Drink, self-explanatory, Social Entertainment, of course, but we'll put it like this. If y'all look for Social Entertainment, y'all gonna see everything that we do. If y'all Google, if y'all Facebook, whatever, you know, if y'all on Twitter, Social ENT, y'all gonna see promote all the things that we do from that to the tours that I, you know, that I run, Double Play, Triple X Tour, to the Block magazine that I have, Divine magazine, all types of stuff that I do, you know. So, you know, there's nothing I haven't put my hands in yet, and if there is, somebody please tell me so that way, you know, I could go out there and do that too.
Okay, and being that you're like what we call you, a promoter or a manager, what do you call yourself? Because you're like a jack of all trades.
What can I call myself? Because, I don't know. A lot of people just call me Mr. Entertainment, you know, because I do basically almost everything out there, from managing to promoting, you know, to, event planning to just so much stuff, you know, and giving opportunities, you know, and I've been blessed with, you know, and the fact that I can actually give back to certain people. You know, I'm loving that. So, you know, call me Mr. Entertainment. Sure, y'all can even call me asshole. As long as it's in a good way, I'm loving it.
So if someone was trying to break into the industry, and I'm going to say, I'll go with a very small part. Let's say someone wanted to get into the promotion side of the industry. And how would you tell them to go about getting into it?
Well, the first thing about you want to do promotions is to promote yourself. You know, what you do for others is what you do for yourself. Because when they see what you do for yourself, they'll, you know, that right there will determine whether or not, you know, they want to do business with you. Like, for example, everybody who I manage, everybody, you know, and it's all celebs that I manage, you know, for the music artists, into Triple X stars, it's all celebs, to the DJs, everything like that. So from
them, you know, from managing to promoting, stuff like that, they seen what I've done in regards to building my company. You know, because, like, for example, from the dude out of Vegas, which is funny because our distributor's out in Vegas, too. So that's crazy. But from him saying that this is the first time he heard of me, there's a reason because of that. You know, if some of y'all familiar with the man behind the Iron Mask, you know, the whole story, you know, the brother's goal and this, stuff like that. Basically, I did that to myself. I, you know, there was a point in time where I used to have video blogs out there and you would never see my face. I always had to distort everything like that because I want you to focus more on my company and what my company does than me. Then you can focus on me. You know, I'm not going to try to throw anybody under the bus, but, you know, you're not going to see me in anybody's, you know, song going, talking about take that, take that. You know, you're not going to see me, you know, basically, you know, putting myself in, you know, in everybody's thing because I've had my chance. I decided to, you know, to minimize my exposure to get everybody out there to help others out there, whether they're celebs or, you know, or indie artists and stuff. Matter of fact, let's bring some other company, SSC Mixtapes. You know, we help out a lot of indies with that. But, you know, it's like, I don't know, I'm trying to think how can I put it, you know, for like, it's like just promote yourself and be honest with yourself. Integrity is a big thing. I put it like this.
I love that word. I'm sorry, can you repeat that again? Talk about the integrity. This is a big thing for me.
Very big thing. Because, as a matter of fact, for those of y'all out there, you know, who may be fans of Jay Holiday or fans of Prince of R&B DK, if y'all seen them at their shows, a lot of the shows that they have, you know, I've booked, you know, a lot of things that go on, you know, I'm producing the person behind the scenes that, you know, it helps out with a lot of stuff. You know, I don't ask for no fame, nothing like that. Hey, let me just get my pay and I'm good. I'll just continue to do what I got to do. This is what I love. It's my career. It's my life. Now, there's a reason why I've worked with them for so long. I've been working with Jay since, for 5 years now. Since 2008, 2009. It's like that. With DK, since the GS Boys came out in 2008, I've been working with DK. You know, and a lot of, you know, Triple H stars, I've been working with them since 2008, some of the earliest is last year, something like that. But that's because of my integrity. Because I didn't go out there seeking a lot of these people. I was just doing me, and people have approached me on it. You know, for a key example, I had a dude contact me the other day for a big arena out in Cali, you know, where, you know, with was it the San Diego Padres or something like that, where they play at. So like that, he hit me up and said, hey, you know, Nelly's manager told me to contact you to book Soulja Boy. He said that you're good people. When a celeb's manager gives somebody with money my number, or
you know, you're doing something right.
That means you've been doing something right. That means that you have actually, you know, been showing what your work is. For example, I got a new client now that Jay Holiday's manager hit me up with because I've been, like I said, I've been with Jay long, you know, basically almost longer than his manager has, but at the same time, you know, we're all family, you know, but he's seen how, you know, how I operate. You know, he's gotten his, you know, his validation about me from Jay Security. So he's like, yo, you know what, hey, you know, hit up my boy here, he'll help you book, you know, book this. You know, and like I said, I'm not going to toot my own horn, but integrity is a big thing that I put my company on. That's why my company's called Social Entertainment. You know, that's why I've been in this industry for going on what since I've been in this industry. You may say since 5 years old. I've been owning my own company since I was 17, 18. You know, I've been having Social Entertainment since I was like 19. You know, so right now I'm 30, you know, I'm going to put my age out there. I'm 31. You know, a lot of people
still think a baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people think me as a baby. But I tell you this, I'm a baby with a grown man spirit because a lot of things I've done, a lot of people would not even step foot to. A lot of losses I took, a lot of people would not be able to handle them. You know, I took losses, you know, 6,000, 18,000, whatever.
I hear you, but I just love that you put that word out there, integrity, because for everybody who's listening, anybody who knows some of the things that I've been through this past year, I'm very big on integrity with the people that I deal with. And I always tell them that I'm the face of my business and I will not, you know, I'm just going to put this out there. You may already know about this, but I tell people, if you want to keep your company going strong, do not have a Twitter war with somebody. It's so immature and so childish. Nobody needs to know what you have a disagreement about.
I got to be something about that. Don't have a Twitter war with just anybody. person has, if the person has 40 followers, go Twitter war with them. But if you war like with Soulja Boy or 50 Cent, that could help you in a good way to get you known. But stop it at a certain point though.
But I'm talking about these folks who call themselves being in the industry, and then they have a Twitter war with somebody, and I just have a big thing with disrespect, you know, when you go to the point of calling somebody a bitch and a hoe, and you ain't this and you ain't that. Okay, it's not that serious. I will blast a company. I've blasted companies on Twitter. I've sat there and put a company on blast and said, hey, don't work with this person because, and I'll put their Twitter out there and let it be known, we're not going to argue back and forth, but I've gone to the BBB and this is what we've done, and boom.
Yeah.
And normally they don't respond to me because they know coming back at me, I'm going to come back with proof. But you know what? I know that Roderick had a question for you because I'm going to put you on the V spot in a minute. I'm going to put him back on, and then we're going to get all your contact information, and we're going to put you on the V spot because, like I said, it's on and popping.
Definitely.
Okay, Roderick. You ready, babe?
Oh, I'm back. Oh.
Yeah, you got your question?
I just got deep in y'all conversation for a minute. I got to come out of there. I was like, whoa.
That's because you were big on that. We're very big on that.
Now, I got a question, though.
But check this real quick. I do want to give Roderick a shout-out, though, real quick. Because out of everybody I got on Twitter, out of the 5,000 followers I got on one page, 2,000 other ones, something like this, Roderick is consistent with telling me good morning, sir. Like, give me utmost respect, and I love that, you know, because that shows how, you know, true testament about person. That also shows the person's integrity as well, too, you know. And then when we was out in Detroit, you know, he pulled me aside, and he actually asked me advice. A lot of people don't do that. When they see him titties and ass, they don't ask me advice. They be like, yo, how can I get up all up in that shorty right there? But I could at least give him a shout-out for the fact that he had his mind focused, you know. So shout-out to you, Roger, real quick.
Oh,
big shout-out to that. And because, you know, you got Ross to get that massage. Ross went and got his first massage. So last week, anybody who's listening, you know, Ross done got the massage, and he hooked now. He ready to get some more. And he had a real massage, you know, BS massage, and the woman gave him, you know, talking to you last week, and we asked him questions, and he went in asking questions, and she told him all kind of different things, and he was like, oh, yeah, I got that massage, I'm good, so definitely, and you do my massage, you know, I still got to get another deep tissue, but, you know, what's your question, baby?
My question is, how can I get my name out there in the industry so when people come into town, they can come see me? Because going through some promoters here is like jumping through hoops. You got to do this, you got to do that. Then they let you know at the last minute. I'm just trying to get my name so when somebody come into town, they can hit me directly. I'm a fan, but then I'm also about that business. I'm trying to get my name so when people come in, they can hit me up. Like I've done, y'all know who I've done. I just want to get my name out there even bigger so when people come into town, they be like, yo, can I come see you at the spa you at, or can you come see me?
All right, well, put it like this. One, with some of them promoters out there, you and I both know that some of the promoters out there, you know, if y'all don't know where you at, you need to be, you know, y'all promoters who know who y'all are, because I dealt with a couple of y'all, too. So some of them, they're not good business minded people. They more worried about the next, you know, Cartier glasses than they are about expanding their business. So that's why they stay limited. That's why they don't know how to network properly. And there's some out there, you know, like Kano and them who actually done street effects, you know, who I would say to link up with them, link up with my boy Kool-Aid, who has AYV clothing out there, you know, definitely let them know Anthony B. sent you something like that, so that way, you know, can link up. And then what I'll do is I'll send you some other people, and I'll also put you out there to a lot of people that I have on the Twitter, on the Facebook, stuff like that, and also my email blast. And then, of course, you know, the other way is you help us with our product, we help you with yours. You know, whether it be, you know, whether it be, you know, cross promotions, you know, which is good, you know, Ben, you know, that gets you to a certain level. So then there's also, you know, like sponsorships, stuff like that, you know, like Like, well, you see the ads I put out there. Like, you know, when we asking, you know, people sponsor this video coming up, you know, people sponsor, you know, this booth that we're trying to have, this, you know, this convention or this other convention or, you know, this tour vehicle or whatever, so like they're a sponsor, you know, some of our promotion stuff. Because what a lot of companies out there, they don't realize, and Steve Harvey said this best the other day, and I've always been saying it, but he said it best the other day, you know, it's all right to make money, but would you rather make that little bit of money by yourself or make a lot of money with somebody else?
Say that.
You know, because a lot of people, especially promoters, you know, and I deal with promoters every day because they always call me to book, you know, Jay Holiday, Ross, you know, DJ, you know, and a few other people out there. You know, but one of the things, like, I can tell who's serious about their business because a lot of promoters, they'll hit me up and say, yo, you know what, hey, thank you. Like, for example, we Jay Holiday just did a show out of Fresno, California the other day. You know, and the guy who runs, Brad, who runs the promotion company out there in the club out there, you know, he hit me up. He was like, yo, hey, I'd like to thank you for helping me book Jay. You know, but at the same time, he also thanked me for promoting the event for him because even though you book for me, which after you book for me, my job is done, I still promote it, especially if it's an artist that I work directly with and whose camp I'm part of. You know, because to the day I die, I'll be riding with Jay Holiday, you know, DK and Ross and them. You know, so you definitely won't get the utmost promotion from us. You know, but at the same time, you'll see who messes with us because a lot of other companies, they don't even say nothing to us. They'll just pick it up and they'll run with our promotions as well, too. So then I look at them, I give them shout-outs. You know, I retweet some of their stuff. You know, I post up some of their stuff. I put some of their stuff on my site and so like that. And then, you know, and I keep an eye on them because then I'll see, you know, okay, you know, what is it that they really need? And then, you know, I throw it their way. Like, okay, yeah, let me do this promotion, this one. Let me cater to this target market right here for them because this is what their target market should be. You know, and it's all love. And a lot of times they don't even know that I'm helping them out, you know, but I do it. And I don't do it for my name to be out there. I do it because I know how it is to not have anybody there by my side. You know, I've been running my company all these years by myself. You know, my company runs like a corporation, and I've been doing it all by myself. And, you know, that's one of the things that I pride in on. But at the same time, I'm glad that I've done that because I'm able to help everybody else who are going through that same woes at times. You know, so when it comes to promoting, like I said, you just keep on promoting. It's so hard, and, you know, people will speak. A lot of people, to them, proof is in the pudding, you know, even though sometimes they're blind and they don't realize that they're blind. You know, you only see things only when you want something, you know. But at the same time, you know, there's opportunities out there that, you know, you could even be a part of and say, okay, you know what, hey, let me approach this person and invest with them on this, or let me just ask this person. This, you know, simple question could get you a big, you know, get you out there big time.
And I'm going to give big props out to Roderick because for everybody who's listening, and I know some people haven't called in, but they listen, you would think that he was my personal assistant because he always, yo, my girl got a show. How can we get you on there? You know, I'd be sitting there. I'd be like, damn, okay. You know, but we've been helping each other out. This is like my little brother because we met each other through someone we won't mention their name that we don't deal with, but we met each other. We hooked up because we were introduced, and it was like, yo, you know how to do a deep tissue massage? And he looked at me like, damn, she knows what she's talking about. And we became close after that, you know, and we've been working together. And I tell everybody, if you want to know somebody good, you know, as he called me, what'd you call me when I came back from Vegas, celebrity or something? I'm like, nah, I'm just me.
that's why she got me going to Vegas next year so I can be with her, so I can meet some of her connections.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Ms. V, Roderick is the reason why I got put on to you, too.
Oh, he be pushing the hell out of me. Like I said, I can't even be mad at him. You know, and then I'm, you know, I don't know how much you know, but it's like I've been on, what, 4 or 5 different radio shows. My very first interview was with Cherry Colada Magazine. Big shout out to Cherry Colada, you know, out in New York. They did a spread on me. And just like you, I've been behind the scenes. I just came, you know, as far as being the face of my company in the past year. So believe me, I know exactly what you're talking about being behind the scenes. I've got a little flack for being the face, but I'm going to deal with that flack. But I got somebody else calling in from the 708, so I'm going to take this caller. Roger, do you mind if I put you back on hold, baby?
Oh, no problem.
Okay.
And thanks, Mr. B.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Miss V and Anthony B. How you doing, sweetie? Hello? Caller, are you there? Are we phone shy tonight, baby?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. I don't bite. Well, I take that back. I'll bite some things. I'm going to put you back on hold, 708, and I'll come back to you so you keep listening to the show. I'm going to go to the 949 and see if I can get Ross back on because I know that he's there listening. Hey, Ross, you still there, baby? Hello? Hello? Okay, I'm going to put everybody back on hold because I'm ready to put Anthony B. on the V spot.
Oh, man.
Now, for anyone who don't know what the V spot is, this is where I just get all up in folks' business. And I've already been told what I can and cannot ask, so I don't even have a script for my questions. So, Anthony, you know I'm the toy lady. And being that I think I know my toys, and I think I pretty much know my man. As a man, what do you like in a woman that she would not know? Sexual. I ain't talking about brains and intelligence and all that, you know. We all, everybody wants the brains and intelligence. I'm talking about, you know, when you look at a woman, what do you see that makes you want to say, I'm fucking that bitch tonight?
Well, put it like this.
And I don't care if you got a wife, because we ain't talking about having wives and girlfriends at home right now.
Well, nah, none of that.
Nah, you know, this is just general conversation. Like I said, this is the no judgment zone. I got somebody too. But my questions are real questions. Because everybody sees somebody they want to fuck.
Oh, definitely. I put it like this, you know, if the body's looking good, that's definitely a plus. But I'm a very deep individual. So if I look in your eyes and I could, and just from me looking at your eyes and me looking at you, I already feel the intensity of us fucking. Oh, yeah, we fucking.
Next question. Now, when I first started my show, Prince called in, Prince Joshua. That's my boy. So he called in just to give me my shout out like Priest did tonight. But I put him on the V-spot because everybody's fair game on my show. I don't discriminate. You know, and
yeah.
I know that you probably don't judge, but this man has a humongous dick. And I know as a woman, I would be running from that shit. When a woman, would she be running from your dick or would she be saying, let me ride like a damn cowboy?
Well, it all depends on the woman because not everybody's built, you know, everyone's built for a tough. You know, you got some women out there that they can only handle the head, you know, which I've experienced. You got some out there that can only handle halfway. And then you got what I call stormtroopers. Like, they don't care. They ride or die. You know, they're like, they on it like it's the last meal. You know, they're like, fuck it, I'm going to get this shit. Even if
but I'm asking about you. I ain't asking about what everybody else. I told you, see, we're not going to dance around the question. Back to the question. When a female sees your dick, is she hopping on that shit immediately or is she pausing? And she ain't pausing because, is she pausing because it's big or is she pausing because, like, damn, she's trying to figure out how the hell is she going to deal with that? Your opinion of yourself.
Put it like this. She paused because she's trying to pull that MacGyver. She's trying to work out what type of damn mechanical way can she be able to handle it.
Thank you. See, wasn't that simple? You dancing all around and shit. See, that's why I said, y'all better be prepared. When I put your ass on the V-spot, I want to answer. And what, you know, another question. Like I said, I'm the toy lady. So I have a array of toys. What toy do you like to either see your woman or mate play with, or that you like to use on them?
Sure. I haven't been that experience with toys, been limited in my knowledge of toys. Because I'm a hands-on type of guy, you know.
Okay, everybody is hands-on, but you know what?
But
a toy will help out.
Oh yeah. You know, I'm trying to think. The most that I've used, that put it like this, actually the silver bullet. You know, a lot of people they're big on the rabbit. You know.
I did the bullet demo last week. I had fun with that.
And you know, because there was one instance where. Just when I was living in Ohio and stuff, and I didn't know, you know, this place that the bullet was going, that, you know, and the female that I even know that the bullet was even made for, I was looking like, wow. And just to see the intensity, you know, especially when you're like, hey, I need you to hold the controller, I need you to insert. I'm like, wow, okay. You know, after that, I was like, no, yo, these toys ain't no joke.
So, you know, you like the bullet.
Yeah.
Okay. The question that I post on Twitter, do you like it bald or do you like it carpet?
Well, being the fact that I got a goatee, you know, I can't be having something else with a mustache on it. You know, so it's gotta be bald, you know, smooth, you know. I like it just the way that I like a car after, you know, it's been waxed. You know, I like that glide, that smoothness to it, you know. And I like that easy access. And I don't feel like I need to go through the damn jungle of glory just to get to my, you know, treasure and shit. You know, I just want it right there presented to, you know, for me like a platter of filet mignon, you know.
Okay, so in other words, if she laying on her back with her legs spread wide open, your ass just diving in. Because all men don't eat pussy. So that's my next question. Because, see, just because men like it smooth don't mean they eat. Do you dive?
I used to, but then I'm very, like, I don't know, I've been on a diet lately. You know, but, you know, it's just the fact of, you know, I'm more of, I don't know, like, cause, and I think it's because what a lot of dudes do. A lot of dudes, they don't, you know, their women ain't satisfied with the thrust, so their women more like, oh, well, just eat it. You know, then there's just some females out there that's all they want. So I'm like, well, if I deny you of that, and that means you're going to have to want what the next thing is when it comes to pleasure, because you could just be there and say, okay, well, fuck it, I'll play with myself with that shit. If I'm standing right there and I'm doing the same damn thing, I'm guessing that you want to jump off. So, you know, so I'm like, nah, I'm like, you know, it also depends on the female too. You know, can everybody be supplying? You know.
Okay, man, I'm gonna tell you something. You get with a chick that's 40 or over, we like you to eat the fucking pussy. We ain't worrying about the rest of that shit. We like it fucking, but we like pussy. Just like we like sucking dick. You know, as they say, once we hit 40, we become like the 40 for women is new. It's like 20 for men. We like to energize a fucking bunny. And you got to be able to fucking eat, because you can't stay hard as long as we going to be going at it.
And matter of fact, I'm about to do a selfless plug. All you dudes who cannot hang with these 40-year-old women, make sure you get 2 cases of Rated X Energy Drink. It's 24 in the case. You'll be able to hang all night and all week.
Definitely. They're going to need something. You know, and you had to put that out there because, you know, when I put you on the V-spot, like I said, we don't dance around the question. I don't dance around questions. But the 202 came back, so I'm going to see if the 202 going to answer, and I'm going to see if I can, you know, get the 949 back up, because I see that the 202 been holding it for a minute. We're going to see if he going to answer. 202, be prepared. I'm going to put you back on the air because we got a few more minutes, and then in about 10 minutes we're going to do the live toy demo. Hey, sweetie, how you doing? You're live on the air with Ms. V and Anthony B.
What's up?
What's going on, sweetie? You got a question for Anthony?
You ain't talking to me, are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, shit, I ain't even pressed the button.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so you put me on the spot, I asked you a question. You mentioned you asked him, do he like eating pussy, or you meant to son and dick?
Okay, if you would have heard what I was saying, I said I suck dick. That was easy.
Well, that's right.
I mean, that was easy. That's not putting me on the spot, shit. I'm on the
no,
air,
right.
We're talking about fucking, so. Do you have a question for Anthony?
Actually, I don't. I wasn't prepared. I didn't know that I was going to be on live. I was just listening.
Oh, you were just listening. Well, we love it when you listen. Oh, so you must be waiting on the toy demo. See, I know all y'all on hold, y'all listening for the toy demo. Ain't no problem. Y'all going to get y'all rocks off as usual every Tuesday. You know, I ain't going to deny y'all of that. Well, thank you.
It's all new to me, so, you know, I'm new to this or whatever, but I'm observing. I like what I hear so far. This is cool.
Come back every Tuesday, 9 to 11. Because next week I've got Coco Divine on, and she gets to be on the V-spot. I got all kind of questions for my girl.
Oh, that's what's up. I'm going to take another now.
Coco Divine is next week. The following week is Naomi Banks. And after that, we've got Miss Desire coming on. So all three of them already know how crazy I am. So they already probably prepared for the nonsense. All three of them already know me, and they prepared for it. And if they weren't prepared, they'll be prepared.
No, that's
right. Well, I'm going to put you back on hold, baby. You keep listening to yourself, and thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Enjoy your night.
I just love it when my callers call in, and I catch people off guard.
Hey, how you doing?
You know what? People just aren't prepared to be on live. They're not used to the internet radio yet. Oh, you know what? Speaking of radio, I saw like somewhere that you had a radio station. What's up with that?
Oh yeah, I got SSC radio. You know, I think depending on the type of day, which I actually been a hiatus with that. A while, because I had, you know, had a concert on Rated X, getting that built up. But, you know, we do everything from celeb interviews to any interviews, actual type of, you know, off-the-wall questions, whether it be about sex or whether it be about life, you know, stuff like that, you know, depending on how I feel.
I was getting all up in your business. You think I wasn't going to do more research? Even though I left my questions on my computer.
Yeah, but I'll be telling people that when I'm on there, though, you know, I'll be getting myself in trouble a lot when it comes to people because I'm like, hey, you know, could you should have a bottle of Appleton rum with me? You know, and I like to sip on it while I'm on the air. So it's like, I tell people, like, hey, you know, y'all may want to watch out because sometimes I just don't give a fuck. I'm going to ask whatever. And then if I'm in one of my actual moves, like, I remember one time I actually got put on blast. Nobody knew what was happening until one of the callers was like, hold on. Were you just fucking on the air? And I was like, oh, shit, yeah. My bad. You know, so like, it's all type of off-the-wall shit. Like,
but you never know what's going to happen with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I'm very spontaneous, you know. Like, you know, when I'm around my kids and stuff like that, you know, regular Anthony, the father. You know, your AKs don't do this, you know, but other than that, when it comes to, you know, my entertainment life, yeah, I'm off the hook.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question. This is a question that people have been asking of me lately because within the past year, I've kind of gone from behind the scenes to, like, people know who I am. And people have asked me, and I always tell them that I'm still getting used to it. When people see you in public, do they recognize you? Or, like, and I'm not going to say just in public generally, but, like, when you go to different events, since you have put your face out there, how has that affected you? I mean, not in any negative way, but how has that affected you, being that you're no longer just behind the scenes, Anthony B, where people know the name but they don't know the face, but now they know the face?
Well, it kind of scared me the first time because I'm there. I'm trying to think who was I with. I was with my boy Shorty Lowe. And so we had a show in Michigan. You know, I'm walking down, you know, walking down the street and stuff like that. We're going to the fucking vehicles and shit. And, like, there was a group of four girls running up. So I stepped to the side. I'm like, okay, well, that's for them. Let me step to the side. Let them, you know, and let them get their groupie on and shit. I stepped to the side, and their directional, you know, projection of running changed too. So I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, everybody's talking about to try to rob me, and I got to fuck somebody up. You know, but they actually heard that I was going to be there, so everybody was looking because I guess somebody put it out there that I was leaving with Shorty to go, you know, for us to go to the hotel to go chill and shit like that, and then go to the next show for the after party. So they didn't look for me with anybody other than like they looked for me simply with him. So they're like, yo, oh my God, yo, we always, you know, like, because my, you know, from the radio thing, they were like, they always heard my voice on that. from the YouTube videos, they're like, yeah, we always seen your voice on that. You know, they see my pictures. They see my face on pictures with these celebs like Rick Ross, Jay Holiday, you know, Mellis Fox, Trey Songz, stuff like that. Like, they see my face with these people, but, like, nobody knew who I was. I was that guy, you know, I was like that ghost. You know, like the Japanese.
You're just like that folks to be with them. Like, that's some guy. We don't know who he is.
Yeah, like, they ask you, like, who the hell is this dude with these damn people? You know, that they see the name CEO Anthony B. They're like, who the hell is he? You know, because it used to just be Anthony B until Bobby, she's a female promoter out of Detroit. She gave me the CEO, you know, name to put in front because she seen, you know, because the way I, even if it wasn't my business, I still kind of let it. You know, like, yo, no, fuck it. You know, this is how y'all going to do y'all shit. You know, so everybody's like, damn. But then when I started throwing my parties, they would come, but I always hide in the back and shit. And then when they found out it was me, then I was like, fuck, I'm going to take advantage of this shit. So, you know. I'm like, okay, do my little karaoke shit, you know, get people out to certain other people's events, you know, and which also helped too with, you know, with extra income because people, you know, hit me up to host their parties for them or even do appearances and shit, which I still do people, so, you know, my rates are low, so, you know, if y'all want to do that. And then the one time that did kind of catch me off guard was when I was expecting a, like, Exotica convention in Edison, New Jersey. You know, this is my first Exotica convention. It's the first porn convention I've ever been to. Yes, the guy who managed these Triple X stars is going to his first event, and it was just recently. And
I love Exotica. You
know, yeah, and I'm walking around. You know, cause I bought my ticket last minute. I'm just off the whim. I said, no, fuck it, I'm going to Exotica. You know,
I'm
going to
see you in Atlantic City.
I'll definitely be in Atlantic City. You know, because, you know, Edison, New Jersey kind of won my heart. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be in Atlanta, especially since it's, like, right here by me. You know, so I was okay. I went there, you know, seen all the, you know, stars I know, love from Mona Munster to Natasha to Brianna Bliss to my boy CJ, who, you know, CJ Strokes, who I kind of found out was in high school with that nigga. I didn't even know who he was and shit. You know, and I'm like, huh, okay, this is cool. You know, and I'm like, you know, it's just, I like the vibe of it, and I see, you know, how they do what I do, incorporate music in their corners. So I'm okay. And then all of a sudden, all I hear is, yo, So Sincere. And I'm like, who?
Well, I got a question for you. Has anyone ever seen you with your children? And, I mean, I ask that because I'll tell you why, but has anyone ever recognized you when you've had your children with you?
Nah, because, well, one of my kids lives with me, the rest of them, they mom. Like that, but when I'm with them, like, a lot of people know who I am, you know, when I go see them, but they don't come up to me with that because, you know, they know, they know me personally, or they know people who know personally, so they already know, like, yo, when it comes to his kids, like, yo, don't, you know, yo, leave him alone because when his kid times, like, he will curse you the fuck out. You know,
I don't have that luxury.
I won't curse you out to be rude. I search you out because, you know, my time with my kids is my time with my kids, especially when I'm going to visit them all these thousands of miles, you know, and with my daughter here, you know, she's my youngest, so it's like, you know, everybody sees me. yeah, so like everybody see me, but you know, they really, hey, how you doing, man? Yo, thanks. So like they don't act crazy like they would if I was by myself, because you know they understand how I am about my kids, because like you see me promote the hell out of my company, but then what you also see is me talking about my kids, because just the basis, you know, how much I love them, much I miss them, stuff like that. So you know, I balance everything out. You know, to me, they're worth more than my company. You know, at the
same
time,
my children work with me, so it's imagine working with your children.
Well, yeah, see, and that's the thing, because then, like, at the end of the day, too, I'm the one that I'm pushing them more towards the music and everything else. I can't let them know about the other side of the industry. I do, you know, and if they do want to peek in it, then I'll be like, you know, they'll be like, hey, you know, if they ever came to me like that, I want that. I'm like, hell, fuck no.
Well, when you come to New Jersey, when we do Atlantic City, you'll get to see who I call Mini-Me. And all you listeners, yes, Mini-Me will be there. You got a chance to see her in Chicago at Teta Beauty. Yes, I'm shouting her out. That is my partner in crime. That is my daughter. And we do the shows together. And she's an adult, so it's easy for me to do it. You know, I'm trying to get the Rebel out there also, which is my son, but can't get him too close to it.
I can't bring my kids out there. I get arrested for damn child
endangerment.
I got babies.
I have adults who just, they drop their mouth. I mean, especially being with the adult industry, you know. So how does, and that's what, you know what, we almost out of time. But I got one quick question, you know, and yes, you guys know I talk about myself because I love talking about myself, yes. But how does your, you know, and I'm going to talk about the adult side because, you know, that's my part of the industry. How does your family and how do they support the adult side of the industry that you do, or do they know about it?
Really, the only ones who really know about it is my cousins.
Okay.
You know, like everything like that, like my mom's, nah, because, you know, like I said, I was raised in the church. So, you know, to her, anything outside of that is, you know, it's hellbound, you know, even though it's, you know, that's funny, you know, we're all not perfect, you know, I tell people I got an agreement with God. He knows I'm not perfect. I know I'm not perfect, but I'm still going to try to do my best to get into heaven, but along the way, I got to pay bills.
I got a caller from the 248, and that means they're in Southfield, so I'm going to take them real quick, and then we're going to get into the demo, and I want you to hold on, because I want you to hear this demo.
Okay.
Oh, that's who it is. I'm going to take this call. Hey, Parisi. How you doing, baby?
How you
on
doing,
the air live with Miss V and Anthony B. You got any questions? And don't be telling my business. This
no,
is my.
You know, I'm calling to show you some love. It's your little brother.
I love you, baby. One of the few people who done know all my dirt, know all my business. How you liking the show?
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Actually, if you don't let me come to Atlantic City, I'm calling to all your business.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Well,
I'm coming with you.
Okay, Mini-Me is going with me, so you know you got to go through her. She ain't going to
And?
All right, then. Did you have a question for Anthony B? Because I'm about to, we got a few more minutes, and I'm going to do the toy demo.
No, real talk. I just want y'all keep doing what y'all doing, you know.
I'm
proud of you.
Thank you. This is my little brother. When I say little brother, we've been on each other since high school. So
yeah, I'm a little brother, but I'm almost a foot taller than you.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, but this is my bodyguard. He done went on many a places with me when I was doing the stuff in the industry where I needed my bodyguard, and he's right there with that sidearm. Didn't nobody fuck with me.
That's right.
That's my baby brother. That is my true baby brother and the godfather of my children. So he already know when I say about Mini-Me. Oh, Lord. But, baby, thank you for supporting me. And I'm going to put you on hold. And, you know, you might not want to listen to that toy demo.
I listened to last week, so.
I love you, too. Okay.
Go ahead, baby. Do your thing. I'll call you back later.
Okay, I'm going to put you on. Bye, baby. See, this is why I had to go through, because I got folks who know me. But that's, you know, that tells you, you know, and so that's why I was talking about a blessing to have people know. I mean, so many people know about what I do, you know, and I tell everybody I love this industry. You know, I grow more and more loving the adult industry. And, you know, being, I love the fact that you granted me one of those interviews because, again, I have to thank you for being one of my guests. Because you granting this interview is something that I know you don't do. I went and checked around. I'm like, damn, he really don't do interviews. No, so I feel privileged. I don't know what I did other than having a big ass, you know. But I got to thank Broderick because he was like, yo, how can we get you on my girl's show? Like I said, you know, that is my personal assistant. And on the truth,
that's usually all it really takes, is just people asking. But it's the fact that, like, a lot of people are scared to approach me on it. Because
I ain't scared to approach nobody. Because usually I was like, yo, send me this. And then I asked, you know, you gave me my restrictions, which I didn't have any, which is always fun. I love not having restrictions. But, you know, I want you to tell people, we got a couple of minutes. I want you to tell everybody all your websites, how to contact you. I'm going to tell folks how to contact me, and we're going to go into the demo. And I'm going to have everybody listen. So how can people contact you?
All right. Well, I'm a very big social media person. I'm one of them people that make the social media make money for me. So if you're on Facebook, you follow Anthony Social Care Beckford. Or you could go and send a friend request to Anthony Beckford. There's two of my pages I got on there. Now Twitter, which I'm in love with Twitter and stuff. This is what y'all gonna do. Y'all are going to go follow Social Sincere ENT, which is SOSINCEREENT. Y'all gonna follow CEO Anthony B. Follow Rated X Energy, follow SSE Triple X Rated, follow my artist at DK_T, you know, big things coming out of that. Also follow my boy Jay Holiday, y'all already know who he is, at King Jay Holiday, you know, everything I do with them is mixed up with me anyway, that stuff. Y'all want to email me regarding business, CEOAnthonyB@gmail.com, whether y'all want to book a celeb, or y'all want to book, you know, me, or anything like that to host y'all event, or if, you know, just appear at y'all event, whatever. You know, I'm all about that. If y'all want to invest, you know, in any of the products we got going on, hit me up at that same email address. Ain't nothing but love, you know. So I'm one of the down earth CEOs out there. You know, I don't let money make me, you know, feel a certain way. You know, okay. I stay real to the people.
I hear you. And for those of you who are listening, you can follow me at Miss V the Toy Lady on Twitter. I give my shout outs every morning. I do talk back to my people. Follow me. I'm on MySpace, V's After Dark. Facebook, V's After Dark Pleasure Products. I am also on Skype, V's After Dark. So there are like 5 million ways to contact me. I stay on Twitter most of the time. That is my biggest thing. Also, for your toys, make sure you go to thetoylady.com. Which is thetoylady.com for all your pleasure products, from your lingerie to your dildos to your fleshlights to everything that you could possibly want. So for all y'all who have been sitting back, oh yeah, I got something for everybody, baby. I got cock rings.
I might have ordered some fleshlights.
Hey, Misty Stone. I got that Misty Stone fleshlight. You know, she is still the only African American fleshlight girl. We got to support our girl. And she's actually going to be on Naomi's show this week. So, yeah, big shout out, you know, Misty Stone. You know, I still got you, baby. And again, you guys follow me. Make sure if you want to go to Atlantic City, purchase the Who Is V calendar. The calendar is $25, but for a one-day VIP pass, that's cheaper than trying to buy that pass because the pass is $69.99. And on top of that, I'll be live. You get a chance to come see me and mini me and all my sexiness, and we're going to be interviewing all kind of people at Exotica. So every day in Exotica, we'll be broadcasting live for 2 hours. The times will be posted later on of the show, but we're down to our last 4 or 5 minutes, and I got to get the sex toy demo. This week, the toy is the Evolve Dreammaker. It is a combination dildo with a rabbit on the end of it. And for those of you who always wonder, this week I did an expensive toy. This toy retails for $120 on the website. But believe me, when you got various speeds and you got two types of vibrators, this is the one thing that your man can use with you because it's got a hook on the end to hit that G-spot. So you're talking about hitting the G-spot and the clit at the same time. So, Anthony, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to come back in a minute before we go off, and I want everybody to sit back and just listen and enjoy. For those of y'all that is it going, that's on the low speed. I just sped it up. Okay, babies, that was the short demo of the Evolve. If you like the way that sound, or if you want one, it's the feature product this week on V's After Dark. You there, Anthony?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I am here. I was about to break out the damn jargon.
Okay. I want to thank you again for being my guest this week. Make sure you guys follow him on Twitter. You know, if you see all my tweets, you know, we've been promoting this show big time for the past 2 weeks. So definitely thank everybody for calling in. For my listeners who hung up, I know why you hung up, because you had to go take care of some business. You know, I want to thank you, though, because remember, toy product of the week, and to enter that V's After Dark contest. This contest is easier than last year, you guys, because you don't even have to guess who I am. All you got to do is buy the calendar, put in the comments section, Exotica Atlantic City, your name, your address, and your phone number, because guess what? Whoever wins for that week, I'm calling your butt on air. So don't think I'm not going to put you on Front Street. I'm going to call you. And I want to thank everybody. I want to thank my guest and Anthony. I will talk to you later. I'm going to put you on hold while I'm going to talk to you off air for a minute. But we're going to close out the show. And I want to thank all my listeners. You're listening to V's After Dark. And I'll talk to you next week, babies. Okay, callers, we're in what we call the after party, which means that the show has ended, but we're still live on the air, which means no one can hear us. So I've got the 949 back on. I'm going to let them ask you a question since we're not on the air. Do you mind taking that question?
That's cool.
Hey, caller. It does not want to come in. Hey, are you there, 949? Is this Ross?
Yes, I'm there.
Did you have a question for Anthony? Because, you know, the show is over, so we're off the air. This is the after party, as we call it.
Okay.
This is where...
Actually, nah, I didn't. I've been, like, following Meek Mills for, like years, like him and the Posse. So I got Ross on Facebook and everything. So I was just checking out, you know, the live show.
Well, thanks for calling in, baby. Did you enjoy the show?
Yeah, it was pretty good. You know, it's different. But, you know, but it's straight.
You said you got Ross on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up, yeah. MMG all day, man. Made that music forever. Yo, shout out to my boy Ross. I'm telling you, people calling me. Do this.
Okay, I'm going to put y'all on hold just a minute. I got to make sure I end this.
Okay.
I hope this isn't recording. I will find out later, won't I? So I won't say anything incriminating. It should be for recording, though. Oh, and for you guys who's listening, this is going to be archived, so you'll be able to go back and listen to it. But what I wanted to ask you off the air, Anthony, was, you know, I know you've been following me, and what do you think of my site? You know, I ain't going to ask that on the air because this is all about business. As they say, I done did the interview. This is about business now.
Not being on
the air isn't about business. Let me rephrase that.
Nah, but yeah, it's definitely, you know, it's a definite good look on it. So, you know, definitely love it. That's one of the things, because when Roger hit me up about everything, you know, I made sure I did my little homework, you know, so I could find out. Make sure, you know, he was a very serious person about what you was doing, you know.
I'm serious, but I'm all business. I mean, that's one thing I tell everybody. What you see on there, this is the way I am 24/7. This is just all me.
That's what's up.
This is me.
That's
my nonsense.
See, I like that, and I respect that. You know, so yeah, definitely. You know, I actually keep things going like a long way in regards to that. You know, because especially since you got something that I haven't even tapped into, and I can say that's one thing I haven't tapped into. You know, the only time I tap into is when I give them away, because usually I buy them and I get them away at a couple of shows when the promoter.
Well, we should definitely hook up with that, because I'm telling you, it's, you know, I don't do, that's why when Roderick said he saw you at the club here, I quit doing the clubs here, because just like we already know how the promoters are here. You know, I tell them I'm about business, and I'm 44 years old. This is not my first business. It will not be my last business. But what I refuse to do is have someone in their 20s think that they're going to get over on me, because at the end of the day, I'm about the green. I'm all about them doggone Benjamins, Franklins, and Lincolns, and them Washingtons. And if they don't have no grants up in there or any of that, we're not having a conversation. You know, I don't care who you're doing or who you think you're doing. If I'm not making no money off my toys, we don't conversate. You know, I do too much stuff. And when you was talking about the integrity, you know, I was like, wow, you know, I hope the people who I want to listen hear this, because I'm very big on integrity. I drop people like a heartbeat about integrity.
Yeah, that's a big problem. And I see that in the D, too, because what was so sad is that when I moved to the D, I was actually living in Canada before I moved to Michigan. You know, I moved to Canada, you know, because I was engaged to somebody up there and stuff. But it's like, I seen where me as an outsider, I come in, and I seen that I was helping the city out more than a lot of them other cats were. You know, my business was, you know, like I said, you know, I like the finer things. You know, I like those who, you know, go out. I like to, you know, splurge on myself. But then I seen where these cats didn't have priorities, where I had priorities.
Well, they exploit the girls here big time, and, you know, then they wonder why someone like me, they're like, okay, you don't strip, you don't do this. No, been there, done that. That's what you don't know. I've been up in them bars. I was up in them bars when them bars had class. You know, it wasn't nobody. If you danced in the bar when I was doing it, you didn't have a manager. You managed yourself. What you did do is you had a bodyguard certain things. You made sure you had a bodyguard. You had somebody that you trusted, just not anybody. And I definitely wasn't paying no bar to do what I do. And I tell people in a heartbeat, I do what I do. And I tell them that this industry, you know, it's a hard industry for a black woman to get into. But here, you know, I always tell them this is one of the places where this is one of the reasons why I'm not going to be in this city much longer, because you try to help somebody out. Like, I don't know if you – I know you haven't seen my calendar, but you'll get a chance to see it when I get to Atlantic City. I gave two females a chance. You know, actually, I had more than that I hired. Even hiring people for a photo shoot for a calendar. Now, this wasn't no rinky-dink calendar. I mean, I brought in the photographer. I gave them the clothes after they did the photo shoot. You know, these heifers still want more stuff from me. Tell me, I need a calendar. Why do – wait a minute. I gave you a CD so you could build a portfolio. I went and picked the pictures, but I gave them a CD that they could use to start their career.
Yeah.
I used to model. I told them I didn't have to give you that. Once I paid you that hourly wage, that was it. I didn't have to give you no clothes. I didn't have to give you nothing because you signed the contract. I own them pictures. You know, they still think.
They're lucky they even got an hourly wage because, shoot, with all that TFCDs going on now, you know, everybody's trading for time and content and stuff, shoot, usually most of them don't even get paid. Most of them don't even get to see the end product.
I mean, we did a video of the photo shoot, even though it was a shitty video. You know, we did the video, the photo shoot, and, you know, I'm like, listen, I had meetings, and I'm like, okay, I just had one of the girls when she found out I had the radio show, you promised me this, I know what I heard. So I'm thinking, you know, yeah, that was a while ago. Let me call my assistant. I called my assistant. I was like, you know, I know you would be jumping in my ship, but did I say this at the meeting? And he was like, no, you ain't say that to me. He was like, and the reason why I know you didn't say this is because I asked you when you started doing the calendar if you was going to give them a calendar, and you said, hell no, they could buy one. And I'm like, you know, and I, because the girl told me, she's like, well, I don't have the pictures from the calendar on the CD. You're right. You'll never get those pictures. I own them. I own the pictures that you got in your possession. You know, I own all that. I had you sign a doggone waiver saying that you have no rights to nothing. And I had you sign a confidentiality agreement.
Yeah, a lot of them, you know, they consider themselves models. A lot of them still don't know the whole thing about paperwork. Like, a lot of them, they don't even. It's like I tell people, sometimes I feel like I got to put pictures and shit, like Dr. Seuss rhymes and shit and stuff. They be acting like they can't read and shit. You know, that's why, like, all my contracts in layman terms. And people are like, well, this really can't be a contract because it's only, like, 3 or 4 pages.
Okay,
yeah,
it don't have to be 50 pages. You know, and they actually got upset with me because they was like, well, you're not a model. I was like, you might want to go check me out, sweetie, before you say what I'm not. Maybe because you don't know my name, but you better look at my age and you better realize that I actually have training as a model. You know, I'm not just saying I used to model. I have training. Shoot, when I was up in the bar, I was doing photo shoots. Girls back in my day wasn't doing photo shoots if they was up in the bar. I was doing serious photo shoots, you know, and if I would have known then what I know now, they'd probably be worth some serious money. And that photographer probably saying, I remember her when she was like that. You know, but I told him, you know, I was always making money. I was always at a photo shoot or something. But then I was doing it, as they say, the right way. I was putting myself through school and taking care of my children. And these girls here, you know, you tell them, I went specifically, I wanted young girls who did not model. Well, I wanted people who wanted to be on the street because I knew what I was doing. And then had Nerda ask me, you doing another calendar? Not with nobody from here. I will never do another calendar with anybody from Detroit. And I stand firm on that. And that's sad. But I will never do another calendar with another female from this city. Not one that lives and works here. Because they feel they're entitled. And I tell them, I worked hard to get where I'm at. You know, when you were talking about taking losses, I'm like, okay, do you not realize that I lost $3,000 when I did Chicago Exotica? Because I didn't promote it right. I didn't make the money I wanted, and I had to pay for my assistant to go with me. And then one of the girls had nerve to get pregnant and wanted to know, why couldn't she go to Vegas with me?
Oh, wow.
Are you kidding me? You breached your contract. You know, you do a photo shoot, and I tell you, I need you available for a whole year. You go and get pregnant, and you're pregnant while I'm promoting the calendar. And they're mad at me because I'm like, I can't take you to Chicago. I can't take you to Vegas. I can't do this with you. And if you breach the contract once, I can't hire you again. I'm a businesswoman. You only get one time to reach a contract with me. I don't give second and third chances because you mess with my money.
Yeah. I'm that same exact way.
You know, and these people here, they don't understand. You know, and that's why I love Roderick, because he's always putting me out there. You know, he's like, I'm going to this bar, and I'm like, I ain't going up in there. You know, if I'm not talking to them on Twitter, you know, because with Naomi being my bestie, she gives me major promotions. You know, every time I see her, you know, she getting a new toy. I told her this next toy because of how much it cost me that I had to get a deposit on that one. But, you know, but that's my girl, you know, as they say, I know her, you know, as they say, what do you know? I know her, you know, I know all about her and she know all about me. So we on a totally different level, you know. And
yeah,
that's
because she's one of the few ones like she had, when she had contact, like I thought somebody was playing a prank on me and shit. She's like, yes, like I want you to to do my club book, you know, be one of the people to do my club booking for me and shit. I'm looking like, and I'm looking like, why the hell would Naomi Banks be contacting me? Okay, like I got, you know, females in my roster that of her caliber, but why would Naomi Banks? Why would somebody who I am a fucking fan of?
Because that's what she do. And you know what? She will sit there. It's like when she first met me, I went out there. And I'm walking around, as they say, looking like a mommy. Because I'm like, my product should sell itself. I ain't got to look a certain way. Big deal, I'm around all these porn stars. This shit don't faze me. I'm, you know, been there, done that. I'm not fazed. And she was like, let me invite you to my party. And I went to her party. Well, I'm not stupid either. I know how to dress for a party. And she's looking at me. She's like, did a double take. And she's like, oh my God, you know, and then when she found out, she's like, wow, she was like, you know, you was really looking like a granny, and I was like, wow, you know, that was, you know. They're seeing me a different way, and it was like I went through the whole image change, and I decided to put myself out there. I was like, you know what, I'm going to show everybody, I'm not the bitch they think I am, you know, I'm hooked, you know. And I started putting it out there. I was like, I'm doing the calendar. I already did some photo shoots years ago, and I think that's why I have such an irritation with people in the industry, because everybody's like, you in the toy industry. What makes you separate you? I'm like, what separates me is that I know my toys. I don't work for any of these home party companies. Don't need to. Been there, done that. And the one thing I could do that they can't do is that I could sit there, I could get on the damn radio and do a damn live demo. Don't have to, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not restricted by the FCC. That's the beauty of it. You know, my goal is to sit there and be on Sirius Radio. That is my goal. You know, or sex radio. That is my goal, because I know the right person is going to hear me and they're going to say, damn, well, we already got this many people, but you can never have too many people on either Playboy Radio or on sex radio.
Nope.
Because you got people 24 hours who want to hear that shit. Fuck, give me the damn 3 a.m. slot. I'll do that bitch for 4 hours. I'll sit there pulling my toys, I guess. Be like, oh, okay, you know, we could do this.
Oh, yeah, because that's what, like, when, you know, when I found out about Blog Talk, I'm like, oh, shit, you know, I went to town because I started it when I was living in Detroit. And I went to town on the shit because I seen all these little kids were on it and stuff, and doing their bullshit shows. I'm like, man, let me show them how to do this and stuff. And then after that one incident I told you about, like, they actually Blog Talk, like, they don't have restrictions, but one thing I can say that they don't take you off the air, but they at least let you know, like, okay, we're going to categorize you as this.
If you don't categorize yourself right, they will categorize you, and that's why I have myself listed as explicit adult, because...
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm not even going to change it.
I had myself in general. They put me to explicit and all this shit like that. Because, and it's talking about, oh, you can't do this within this certain time frame. Because, like I said, I was doing it, you know, whenever I felt like doing my show at the time. Like, I was very spontaneous in the morning time, something like that. And during that incident, that was right before the Jay Holiday show we had I forgot the name of the damn hotel. It's a, but, it was, where were we at? We was in, I think, Southfield or some shit like that. But it was right there, and it was like
10 in the morning. So I know my listeners are like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah, you know, because they be on that, and it was like everybody's like, what you going to do? And I, you know, but like I said, I had people like Naomi and Papi Chulo and like a few people, they was like, even when I went to Vegas, that was really, I had already decided I was doing the show because I was actually going to be doing it live out of a club here. And the club recontacted me this week, and actually I kind of, you know, my assistant, he had said, well, they said you got Tuesday nights if you want. I said, you know what, I do a live demo at the end of my show. I said, I can't do a club. I said, you know, I'm not going to do a bar. I was like, I got live guests that are calling in, and I said, it's too much for me to try to deal with my live guests that's calling in and being in a bar where, you know, unless we got speakers set up where they can hear the show, they really not going to know what's going on, and then they going to want to ask questions. Well, I was like, you know, when I first wanted to do it, it was just going to be a night with Ms. V asking questions. And then when stuff didn't pan out the way I wanted, I was like, you know what, I'm going to go on and do radio. And everybody was like, yeah, you got the voice for radio. When I was in Vegas, that was like killer, because I think they yanked me on to yanked me on air with Ginger Man and what's her partner. But they yanked me on. I'm standing there just chilling. And I was with Naomi's producer, so I'm leaning up against the wall, and me and him just, like, talking about people. You know, we just chilling. We acting silly because I was taking a break from walking around. And he had walked away, and I ain't paying no attention. I'm just there chilling. And he's like, Miss V. And I'm like, they fuck calling me. And they calling me over, and they was like, we going to get you on air. And I'm like, what? You know? And, you know, you got Ginger Lynn, and it's like, oh, my God, your voice is so sexy. And, you know, we was just, and Sexy Lexi was there, you know. I'm acting silly, and since I'm used to being on the air, it wasn't anything. And they kept saying, God, your voice is so sexy. And nobody knew that I had the radio show coming out. So Naomi knew, but nobody in Vegas knew. And it was just like, boom, I'm being yanked. Can you do this interview? I did Porn Star Confessionals. I did the walking around thing they were doing. And they were just, I'm like, damn, what the fuck did I do this year? You know, that's why when I asked you about how do people react, because this year when I went to Vegas, it was like, Miss V, and I'm like, who the fuck is calling me? I'm just chilling, you know.
I'm yeah, like the shit is trippy. Like especially like when I'm used to just the whole Anthony B thing, but then, like I said, a lot of people, they call me so sick by the company. So when you hear that, you know, it's like, because I'm there at Exotica, and I'm like, oh, shit. Like, who the hell are these people? People from what? One dude was from Cali. Another dude was from Detroit. Couple of females from Vegas. And then there was even, like porn stars who I never worked with or never met and never tweeted or nothing like that. Like, oh, so you're Anthony. Oh, that's what that's looking like.
It's strange because
I'm
hanging with Papi Chulo, and then we doing all these shows. So I did, like, a lot of stuff for his show while I was out there. You know, we waited till we got back to record it because I went to all these different shows, and Naomi used what I did out there on her show. As a matter of fact, the first show after AVN, you know, naturally she always put me on blast, but that's my girl. So she had forewarned me she was going to do it. She's like, that's going to be my topic, and it was about squirting. You know, and she's like, you know my girl, Miss V, you know how crazy she is and all that. And we was like, wow, you know. And it was strange because I'm, like, taking pictures with Prince, and there's other people hopping in, like, can we get pictures? You know, I got all these folks snapping pictures. I'm like, what the fuck, you know? And we went through that in Chicago. And my daughter was with me in Chicago. That's who does Exotica with me. So she's with me, and people are like, you're Miss V. Remember, I talked to you on Naomi's show, and I'm like, oh, wow, how you doing? And they look, and they was like, and who is this? I'm like, well, this is Head of Beauty, you know, because that's her Twitter name. And I never give her real name. And it's just like, we act so silly. And people like, a few people from here who knew who she was, you know, came by. They was like, oh, I can't believe she got her daughter. I'm like, sweetie, my baby is 21. You know, if I can't bring my daughter into the business, then I don't need to be doing shit like this.
Yeah.
You know, and my baby is right there, you know. So she's like acting silly, and she really is too much of my child. This child went and bought a whole bunch of damn suckers and started sucking a fucking sucker in front of these motherfuckers. I'm like, are you kidding me? No. Heifer. I wanted to, and all I could do was say, make that money, baby. You know, I'm like, damn, that's my daughter doing that shit. You know, we had to keep the business. I'm like, heifer. She's sucking on a sucker. You like the way I suck that, don't you? And I'm looking at her like, you know what? I'm going to beat your ass later on, but, you know, right now we got to make money. So we kind of have fun with it. That's why we, like, we're really looking forward to Atlantic City. We actually hiring people for Atlantic City. We got an interview tomorrow night. We're doing a Skype interview with one of the girls who's supposed to be in Atlantic City, and we'll see how she do. I'm going to do a video Skype because I'm hiring locals. They can pay. I figure if I'm paying them on commission, guess what? They're going to work their ass harder.
Because one thing, I was debating about getting a booth out there, whether I should get a, you know, talent booth, or if I should get a company booth. But then the people who's supposed to come in with me for the company booth, shit, they don't return calls at all. So I'm like, damn. So, you know, I see how serious they were about what they were doing and stuff. So I was like, fuck it, you know, let me just get a talent booth, you know, let me find a local talent. Like that, but then, like how Roger was asking me when he was like, you know, how can, you know, get the name out? And that's one thing I tell people. I'm like, you know, one of the big things about me is the fact that I'll help promote you, but then I'll do even more if it's something that I know is going to result for both of us at the end and shit like that. Because like for companies, like I tell people, like, yo, got sponsored me for a talent booth or even a company booth. You know, all your logos, your name, everything like that.
Well, see, that's like the whole thing, and we going all out with that.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, if I tell people, like, yo, you got, you know, to get in this business, you got to be serious about what you're doing. You got to be, you know, you got to actually have to want
to. But you
got
to be prepared to take a loss because you don't always make money. And, you know, everybody's like, we can't believe that you took, you know, when people find out how big of a loss I took in Chicago, they was like, you would still do it. I was like, you know what? I was like, I went back and I looked at what we did wrong in Chicago. What we did wrong was the one thing that nobody looked at, especially me, was that was Taste Fest weekend or Taste of Chicago, whatever they call it. So they had a choice, Exotica or Taste of Chicago. On top of that, as soon as they found out I was from Detroit, why the fuck are we buying from you? You know, boom, we don't need to buy from you. And it's a city rivalry that goes farther back than I've been alive. I'm not from Detroit, so it's like I don't understand this city rivalry. You know, I'm doing business. I'm not trying to be your rival. But it was like the other companies were selling. But as soon as, you from Detroit, boom, we ain't really, you know, we'll be back. They wasn't hearing it. And I was like, okay. So I said I won't do Chicago this year because I just can't deal with that. Hello? They must have disconnected us. Okay, they ended the show. That's what they did. Hello? Yeah, I'm here. I said they ended the show. I guess they said y'all doing too much on the after party.